And Jeremy Scahill, if you'd like to expand on this, the Associated Press has agreed to the government's request to withhold the name of the country where the suspected terrorist is believed to be because officials said publishing it could interrupt ongoing counterterror operations. And in a later part of the piece, it says one U.S. official said the Defense Department was divided over the man, whether the man is dangerous enough to merit the potential domestic fallout of killing an American without charging him with a crime or trying him, and the potential international fallout of such an operation in a country that's been resistant to U.S. action. Another of the U.S. officials said the Pentagon did ultimately decide to recommend lethal action.
Right. You know, I mean, I haven't seen this this piece yet, but, you know, there are a number of Americans who we already understand have been cleared at some point over the past several years for being hit in these targeted strikes. One of them, my understanding, is a guy named Adam Gadan, who is basically a propagandist for al-Qaeda, who is from the United States, a U.S. citizen, and will occasionally be running his mouth off on, you know, on videos around the world. I have no, you know, knowledge of what he may or may not be involved with, but we do know that the United States doesn't have a problem with killing American citizens without presenting any evidence against them. And I think that's the real issue here. You know, the current guidelines that the White House is using still permit the killing of Americans and non-Americans on a regular basis around the world using these drones. And I think that, to an extent, the White House has started to believe its own propaganda about how precise these strikes actually are, in part because when they get a cell phone or they blow up someone's cell phone, they're told, oh, well, we got the target. And in the jargon of the operators who do these missions, you know, when you get the phone itself, it's called the jackpot. And when you confirm that you've actually killed the target, it's called a touchdown. So how often are these jackpots being passed up to the White House as, you know, touchdowns, as confirmation that they've killed the individuals in question? But I do think it's chilling that we live in an era where a man who won the Nobel Peace Prize and is a constitutional lawyer by training is streamlining and creating a mechanism for making assassination, including of U.S. citizens, a normal part of our what's called our national security policy.